أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال الذين أشركوا لو شاء الله ما عبدنا من دونه من شيء نحن ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من دونه من شيء كذلك فعل الذين من قبلهم فهل على الرسل إلا البلاغ المبين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the condition of the muttaqeen at the time of their death and the manner in which the malaika will receive their souls and the greetings that they will pass on to the muttaqeen at the time of their death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of the mushrikeen, that they are not prepared to accept any of the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented to them. And Allah says that all that they are waiting for now is that the malaika comes down to them and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings His command over them in the form of punishment, in the form of adab, and the day of qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 35 of Surah An-Nahl, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ مَا عَبَدْنَا مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Those who committed shirk, they said, لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, if Allah so willed, we would not have worshipped anything other than Him. This was an absurd objection that they made. If Allah really wanted us to worship Him and He is in control of everything, then why didn't He just allow us by compulsion and by force to worship Him? If that's really what He wanted, if Allah really had wished that, this is the objection they made, which is so absurd. They would say that, مَا عَبَدْنَا مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ نَحْنُ وَلَا آبَاؤُنَا, neither we nor our forefathers. None of us would have worshipped these idols or anything else if Allah really wanted us to worship Him. وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ, and we would not have made certain things unlawful without Allah's authority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have allowed that to happen. كَذَلِكَ فَعَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is how the people before them had acted as well. Allah has created human beings with a certain level of choice. We all enjoy that certain level of choice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that Allah has created haqq and batil. فَمِنْهُمْ مَيْ يُؤْمِنْ وَمِنْهُمْ مَيْ يَكْفُرْ. There are those who will commit kufr, there are those who will bring iman. There's no compulsion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created us such that we are compelled and we are forced to live in a certain way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a degree of choice. And that is where the test lies. And that is what it's all about. What we fail to realize and understand. That it is all about this test that we are living and the result of which we will see at the end of it all, at the end of the test. You have a student who writes a test. It depends entirely, almost entirely, upon the effort made by the student and what he chooses to do and decides to do. The student cannot claim or the student cannot object that if the professor wanted to me to, if he really wanted me to pass, he would have made me pass. You see, you're absurd. That's such a illogical. What do you mean if he wanted me to pass? So he blames it. He puts the blame on the teacher. If the teacher really wanted me to pass, he would have just passed me. It doesn't work that way. You are given the option and the choice. That listen, you are given this time to study and to make an effort and then produce the result. That is our situation in this dunya. We cannot just claim, if Allah really wanted Jannah for me, He would have made me go to Jannah. If Allah really wanted me to perform Salah, then I would be performing salah. If really Allah really wanted me to stay away from sin, I would have stayed away from sin. It doesn't work that way. Allah has given you the ability to choose. And we are given a certain degree of this power in this world. And we are responsible for the choices that we make. So Allah says, فَهَلْ عَلَى الرُّسُلِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Allah does not even respond to this objection of theirs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the rusul, the messengers, are responsible for nothing but to convey the clear message. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot force them to do what it is that Allah wants them to do, and you cannot compel them. There is no compulsion in deen. La ikraha fi deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's no compulsion. Nobody is brought into deen by force. That was never the case. Even whenever the Muslims took over a certain country by way of jihad and by way of war, they would not force the people to come into the deen of Islam. Da'wah was given to them. They were invited to come into the fold of Islam. If they refused, then they would be left upon their deen and upon their religion, and they had to pay a certain tax towards the Muslim government, which was known as jizya. But never were people forced and compelled to come into the fold of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهَلْ عَلَى الرُّسُلِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. The messengers are responsible for nothing but to convey the clear message. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have certainly raised amongst every people, amongst every community, we have certainly appointed amongst every nation a rasul, a messenger. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. What was the message? Clear and simple. Worship Allah, وَاشْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. And stay away from الطَّاغُوتِ, the devil. Stay away from the devil and worship Allah. That was it. Clear and simple, straightforward message. Allah then says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هَدَى اللَّهِ. From amongst them, from amongst those who received these messengers, were the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided, and the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given hidayah to. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الضَّلَالَةِ. And amongst them were those over whom deviation was established and deviation was confirmed. From this we understand that hidayah is a gift from Allah. Hidayah is a gift from Allah. Hidayah is not something that we have achieved or something that we have earned. And we need to keep on reminding ourselves about this fact, that hidayah comes from Allah. Whatever ability I am given to do, any act of guidance and hidayah and deen, it is from Allah. And the more you attribute it to Allah, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the ability to do it. But the moment you start attributing anything, even if it is of a material accomplishment, spiritual accomplishment, material accomplishment, the moment you start attributing it towards your own ability and towards your own power, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it away from you. So these are all gifts from Allah. So the more you attribute it to Allah and the more you acknowledge it is from Allah and you express it and you really feel it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the strength and the ability to do it more and more and over again. And yet Allah confirms us in the Quran that it is Allah's hidayat, Allah's gift. That Allah, this hidayat is a gift from Allah. Just as Allah has given us hidayat, Allah can easily take it away from us. Fasiru fil ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us that travel in the land. Fasiru fil ard. Go and travel in the land. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And look, study, and see what was the end result, and what was the fate, what was the outcome of those who belied, those who rejected the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنْ تَحْرِسْ عَلَى هُدَاهُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen, you are very keen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very desirous and very keen over their iman. He really wanted it. He had a deep desire and longing that all of them should be upon guidance. So Allah says, "In tahris ala hudahum." O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are keen and very anxious and very desirous of their hidayat and their guidance and that they believe, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ يُضِلْ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide aright the one who He has misguided. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen misguidance for a person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that hidayat is not meant for that person. No matter what level of desire you might have for that person's hidayat and guidance. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ And such people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed to go astray will not have any helpers in their favor against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us